You know, it's the deception that bothers me. The deception is cruel. I mean, from the moment they wrote the words, "We the people," leaders in the United States have relentlessly sought ways to subvert democracy in America. They've sought ways for outwitting their own founding documents for over 200 years. Even in the Constitution itself, you know, it provides for elections, and then it imposes mechanisms that render those elections pointless. The separation of powers, you know, the checks and balance system. Well, whose power is being checked? Elected power. The power of the elected representatives of the electorate. Nobody checks the Supreme Court, for example. That's really the supreme branch of the U.S. government, the Supreme Court. And those are lifetime positions. The framers of the Constitution seem to be primarily dedicated to creating a system that would ensure maximum inefficiency. Because the founding fathers were, as we know, deeply suspicious of government itself. I mean, think about it. No taxation without representation. That was the slogan. Well, that could go a different way. No representation, no taxation. If you asked Americans today, if you asked most Americans today, which would you rather have? Your whole paycheck or your senator? What do you think they would choose? Which do you think they would feel is more useful to them? Their full salary or their congressperson? Their congressperson who is completely subservient to his or her campaign donors and to whatever corporate sector they want to enter once they leave office. Their congressperson who listens and obeys lobbyists more than they'll ever listen to their constituents. I mean, the entire political platform for any candidate is calculatedly drafted to serve the interests of whatever business sector they're going to target for campaign funding. That's why they put the policies that they do or the proposals that they do. Elections in the US are like talent shows, just like those shows where the audience votes for whoever sings the best so that then they'll win a recording contract or something like that with a major producer. It's the same thing. You elect a politician, you know. Whoever sings the best, so that then that politician can win lucrative deals with business. It's got nothing to do with your interests. You pay a higher percentage of taxes, in fact, than corporations, but corporations have a higher degree of representation than you do. I mean, according to what's called the Citizens United decision, that was in 2010, corporations have personhood status under the law, except it's a super personhood status because they're larger than life. Corporations have the right to free speech under this ruling, and that speech includes political campaign funding. So literally money talks. The rule says that it would be an unfair restriction on corporations' right to freedom of speech to limit how much money they can spend to get whatever they want from politicians. Freedom and democracy, you see? They come up with every possible way to shut you out. And who do you suppose made that Citizens United decision? That is the Supreme Court. I mean, look at education, at higher education in the United States. A functioning democracy requires an informed and educated public. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. He said that a well-informed citizenry is the best defense against tyranny. So what can you deduce might be the objective when you make education prohibitively expensive? When you set up a system to restrict access to education for the citizenry? And make it only accessible for the rich. Well, that's a recipe for tyranny, according to one of your own founding fathers, but that's what you're doing. I mean, my mother was still paying off her student loans when she was in her 70s. And you keep finding new ways to discourage people from going to university. It's not enough that you expect an 18 or 20-year-old to come up with more money than it takes to buy a house just to be able to get a degree. That's not enough. So you have to start creating useless degrees, you know, useless so-called disciplines. Degrees in electronic feminist activism, degrees in navel gazing, so that you can then start to say, well, university is really pointless. As if there aren't still degrees available in the sciences, in law, in business, in history, in the fundamental disciplines. You make people think that university is all just a joke. You set up all of these absurd degree programs to make university look like it's pointless. So why bother? Everyone thinks, just why bother? Why should I go into debt just to get a useless degree? Meanwhile, the children of the elite are still going to university because they're the ones who are on track to be the managers of society. They're on track to rule you. I mean, why do you think that they didn't allow slaves to learn to read in the South? The same reason that they don't want you to be educated. Because you're serfs. The U.S. is looking to revive domestic manufacturing. They want to bring back offshore factory jobs back to the U.S. They want you to be on an assembly line. They don't want you to have a lot of big ambitions about your future. They don't want you to have the intellectual tools for self-sufficiency or critical thought so that you can actually see and recognize and understand what your society really is. Everything about the society is calculated to marginalize the population. And one of the main instruments that they use to marginalize the population is the constant repetition about how free and how democratic it is. You know, it's quite telling that for any other country in the world, if you want to learn about it, if you want to understand it, if you want to really know that society, you have to go there. You have to live there. You have to mix with the people. You have to experience it. But with America, it's different. People outside of the U.S. understand it and know it far better than Americans do. And if Americans want to actually learn about and understand their country, they would have to leave the U.S. They would have to go outside the U.S. to educate themselves about it. You would have to go outside of the U.S. to learn what America really is. Thomas Jefferson's defense against tyranny has been and is being systematically repressed in the United States. So you tell me what kind of a system that means it is. You know, for security reasons, the government gets to watch you online. They get to know everything that you're doing. But for the same security reasons, you're not allowed to watch them online. You're not allowed to know what they're doing. All the CCTV cameras are pointed at you. All the surveillance systems are pointed at you. Meanwhile, your so-called public servants have more privacy than you do. What kind of a servant has more privacy and more rights than their supervisor? I mean, isn't that supposed to be the relationship? Politicians and bureaucrats, state workers, they're public servants, right? But can you monitor what Senator so-and-so is doing on the internet? Can you listen in when Congressman such-and-such meets with his donors, meets with his financiers, his funders, with businessmen? I mean, what's on Joe Biden's browser history? He can find out what's on yours. Why can't you know what's on his? And more importantly, the real power players are completely off the radar. The CEOs, the shareholders, the oligarchs, the people who have by far the most power over the conditions of everyday life for people in America and around the world, the people who have the most power over government policy, they're not even acknowledged as having that power. The real controllers of the society are completely obscured and unscrutinized and unaccountable, except to each other. That's the system. It just self-identifies as democratic.